Go Huskies.
Come on!
Welcome to This Week in Huskies Athletics, here on the exclusive radio voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 and WMPL Radio. This Week in Huskies Athletics is sponsored by MichiganTechHuskies.com, your go-to source for everything Michigan Tech sports, including scores, schedules, game highlights, coaches' interviews, live stats, and more. MichiganTechHuskies.com, bringing you This Week in Huskies Athletics.
Time for another episode of This Week in Michigan Tech Athletics, the show where we're going to go over everything Michigan Tech for this week. I am your host, Sam Sears, and thank you for joining us here on Mix 93 and the Youper. Michigan Tech had a pretty good week overall. Leading things off with football, the team improved 2-0 after a 48-27 victory over Midwestern State at Saturday here at home at the Curley Stadium. That was their sixth straight home opening victory for the Huskies, who forced five turnovers in the game. Volleyball went 2-for-2 at the Mountain Line Classic in Colorado Springs. They're now 4-4 overall. The Huskies fell in 5 to UCCS and South Dakota Mines, and they beat St. Edward's in 5 and swept Midwestern State. Tech soccer wrapped up non-conference play with a pair of losses on the road in Ohio. On Thursday, Tech fell 3-1 to Northwood on Thursday, and that one is the first goal they've had this season. And they also fell 3-0 to Cedarville on Saturday. Now looking on to the weekend, tomorrow is the start of the GLIAC for both volleyball and soccer. Tomorrow at 5, women's volleyball will be playing at Davenport, and Tech soccer will be having their first GLIAC match of the year against Saginaw Valley State right here at the Curley Stadium at 6. Saturday, volleyball has their second matchup of the week against Saginaw Valley State. That begins at 2. And at the same time, football takes on Emporia State at 2. And that game is something we'll broadcast right here on Mix 93.5 FM WKMJ with a 1:30 pregame. And then to wrap things up on Sunday, we have soccer facing off against Grand Valley State at noon, and they're still here at home at Curley Stadium. So this is a great weekend to get out and support the soccer Huskies. If you want your tickets, go to buyhuskiestickets.com. And sticking with soccer, Coach Melissa Kuhar had her weekly press conference. And the first thing she asked was how she felt the weekend went for her team.
Yeah, I mean, obviously not ideal with two losses. You know, our Northwood game, we outshot them 19-9. We just couldn't find the back of the net. We missed a PK early, which kind of was a bit of a damper on it. Found a goal, which was nice off of a corner, and then just gave up some goals we shouldn't have, a PK at the end and all of that. A game I thought we should have won. The score doesn't kind of reflect the full game and how we outpossessed them. And then, you know, going into Saturday's game, Cedarville's a really good team. We had them, you know, 1-0 off of a free kick we had given up. And then we, you know, got a red card in that game and we were playing down. So it was just us crawling and scraping and trying to make do with what we had. And they scored on two goals of just, I mean, when you have an extra player on the field, it doesn't help our case. But I think we fought, you know, really hard in that game, actually created more in the attack with a player down, which is crazy. But no, I mean, overall, happy with the energy and effort our team gave, but we gotta find some wins. We gotta find some goals. So.
You had talked last week about making changes to the lineup. How do you feel like that played out over the course of the weekend?
Yeah, we faced some injuries, which made us have to kind of resort back to what we were doing. Walked away with a few girls with some bumps, but overall we were able to kind of mix up some stuff. But what didn't do it to the best ability I wanted to, just with having one practice on the week. So this upcoming week, we'll have, you know, three solid practices to be able to kind of tinker with some stuff, and then look to kind of making some changes as we go into conference.
Looking specifically at the Northwood game, you know, this is a team that hasn't won a lot the last couple of years, so learning how to win is a big part of it too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a huge part, right? And it's not easy to win games, right? You know, it's, you have to really battle, you have to grind, you have to put full things together. So it's different, right? It's hard to win sometimes. And you know, I challenged our girls. I'm like, when is enough enough? When's losing not fun anymore. When's losing not what we want to do anymore? And they all have the mentality that like they're over it. They're over losing. They want to win, right? So it's really trying to get them to just kind of get over that hump. I think we're real close. We're climbing up that mountain. It's just now getting over the peak of it, and really, you know, solidifying some games and putting the ball in the back of the net. And it's a process. I have to keep remembering that, and the girls have to keep remembering that. They're angry. They don't like losing, right? But we also play a super hard non-conference to set us up for what we will see in the GLIAC. So we're close. We're getting there. It's again, we're not at our peak. We're not even close to it yet. And we just got to keep putting full games together, and we'll get there. The ball's going to go in the back of the net eventually.
Then Coach Kuhar talks about how prepared they are for this weekend's matchups against Saginaw Valley State and Grand Valley State.
The two hardest hitters right off the top, right? No, they'll be tough games, but again, I don't think it's anything our team isn't ready for or isn't prepared for. We'll continue to prepare this week and be ready for it. Saginaw, you know, it is a solid team. They don't have some of the players they had last year, so that's, you know, something different. We're going to see a little bit of a different team than they had in the past, but I think, you know, very, very beatable. I mean, any team in this conference is beatable if we put a full game together. And then GV, I think, you know, they were sitting at number 5 in the nation, but I think that's more motivation for our girls is like, you know, why not us? So no, they're going to be two tough games against two very good opponents that are very well coached. But again, it's, you know, why not us? Why can't we put it together and this be kind of our weekend to really kickstart on that winning streak?
That was Michigan Tech soccer coach Melissa Kuhar during a press conference this week at Michigan Tech. Again, the soccer team is going to be playing this Friday against Saginaw Valley State here at home at 6. And they're staying at home for their game against Grand Valley State on Sunday at noon. These are bound to be exciting matchups as they kick off their GLIAC season. Coming up soon, you're going to be hearing from volleyball coach Cindy Pindrell. You're listening to This Week in Michigan Tech Athletics, sponsored by MichiganTechHuskies.com.
Go Huskies!
This is Huskies hockey coach Bill McCulp. We're hosting a very fun event this Saturday at the McKenna Student Ice Arena. It's called the McCarthy Meet the Hockey Huskies Community Mixer from 10 to 2. Bring the whole family and watch the team play an inter-squad game at 10, presented by Aspirus Health. Then hit the ice and meet the players during Skate with the Huskies. There's going to be free Volworth's hot dogs, locker room tours, and the pep band too. Everything is free. The McCarthy Meet the Hockey Huskies Community Mixer this Saturday at the MAC starting at 10.
Go Huskies!
Come on!
Welcome back to This Week in Michigan Tech Athletics here on Mix 93 in the Youper. I am your host, Sam Sears. Michigan Tech soccer coach Cindy Pindrell had her press conference this week, and she started off by reflecting on how the first 2 weeks of this season have gone so far.
Yeah, we're sitting in a good spot right now. We have had a ton of battles, and so, you know, I think there's a lot of beauty in learning early how to compete and how to battle against tough teams. Depending on what ranking system you look at, every single team that we've played has been ranked above us. So to be 4-4 at this point is right on target, I would say. You know, certainly we had a couple of chances to pull out maybe one or two upsets here and there. Of course, we want that South Dakota Mines game back. We had quite a few match points there. But we're learning a lot as a team, and we had to face a decent amount of adversity in a short period of time this past weekend as well. So, you know, we're learning as we go, and I would prefer to be battle tested already this early in the season than to have to learn it in GLIAC play.
Pindrell was then asked how she feels going into this weekend and the start of GLIAC play.
Feeling pretty good. We had yesterday kind of a lighter practice. We only went for an hour and did some film after that. So today we're going to start getting more into our regular practice schedule and all that stuff. Yeah, this week we've got Davenport, who is tall, and they are good blocking team and do a lot on offense with their outsides, Abby Allen. So yeah, that's going to be a challenge for us. We had kind of a rough go of it last year at Davenport. We had a major injury happen at that facility last year. So we're looking for a little bit of redemption for that player specifically, but also for everybody. We all want to play well in this one. So we're not going into it, you know, nervous or anything like that. More of like a, let's get some redemption from last year type mentality with that one. And then Saginaw has added quite a few transfers. They're very well coached. Coach Lana took over a couple years ago, and I really respect the way that she she operates her team. So Saginaw is going to be a battle as well. You know, they have a very talented setter and just have weapons galore as well. So, you know, I think the parity in the GLIAC should be there quite a bit this year. But yeah, it should be a quality weekend for us.
Michigan Tech volleyball coach Cindy Pindrell at her press conference this week at Michigan Tech. Good luck to the team as they start GLIAC play and take on Davenport tomorrow at 5 and Saginaw Valley State on Saturday at 2. We'll be hearing from Michigan Tech football coach Dan Metlack after the break. This is This Week in Michigan Tech Athletics, and it's powered by MichiganTechHuskies.com.
Michigan Tech Athletics are back on the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies take it in with Miller. His shot scores! Berthold for three!
And there she blocked by Paige Wagner.
Ball is tipped and it's intercepted! The football Huskies are 2-0.
To the pylon, Larner's got it! Touchdown, Huskies!
Coach Dan Metlack takes his undefeated team to the state of Kansas this weekend to battle non-conference foe Emporia State. Josh Hilatella will call the game on Mix 93 WKMJ Saturday afternoon, starting with our pregame at 1:30, kickoff at 2. WKMJ and WMPL Radio are the exclusive voice of the Huskies football.
Touchdown, Huskies!
Basketball
for three and it's good!
Volleyball and hockey programs.
Over for Trebecki, he'll shoot and score!
Huskies football on the road at Emporia State, Saturday afternoon at 2. Only on the exclusive radio voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ, and online on your Civic Media app or at themix93.com.
Go Huskies.
Come on!
Welcome back to This Week in Michigan Tech Athletics. Michigan Tech football saw success this week with a 48-27 victory over Midwestern State back on Saturday. They are currently 2-0 in the standings. During his press conference at Michigan Tech this week, Michigan Tech football coach Dan Metlack was asked about his win over Midwestern.
I was happy with everything, obviously. That team was as dangerous as anybody we're going to see in terms of what they have offensively and the weapons they had. You know, to be able to get the turnovers early, to get settled in, was awesome. So the way the guys played and showed up ready to go, was very happy with that part. You know, again, you know, talking after the game, if there was anything we're nitpicking on, I just thought there was a couple chances we left out there early offensively, obviously getting the turnover in the red zone and not getting anything out of it. And obviously we got to be able to capitalize in those situations. But overall, I thought the guys played really well. A couple hiccups in the second half when there was a back and forth. But other than that, I mean, win by 21 against a team that's that talented, we'll take that every time.
How valuable is it to play a team like that that runs that hurry-up offense so effectively?
I mean, it's going to get us ready for this week, and we're going to see the same thing again this week. They want to go fast as well, so for our guys to handle it the way they did was great to see. You know, I felt like with the time of possession obviously being in our favor by almost 5 minutes, being able to keep the defense off the field to get them rested up to be able to battle, that was good as well. So overall, from an entire team deal, taking care of the football on our side for the most part, being able to extend drives and finish drives, and then getting off the field like we did on defense was good to, you know, play off each other from that standpoint. So you know, thought we handled it well last week. We're going to have to reload and handle it well again this week.
We talked about it a little bit after the game on Saturday, but, you know, Chase coming up with two interceptions, and Jameson had the other one. How nice is it to see those guys stepping up right away this season and making plays and giving you an opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, those guys making those plays, obviously great when it happened, and going to need to continue to make those plays. I think the most positive part about what we did with the turnovers on Saturday is, you know, when we're getting the opportunities, we're not letting them go. So, you know, you get a ball in your area and you can make a play on it and complete those catches. It's a big deal for us. Even the fumbles that got on the ground, one special teams and the very first play of the game, to be able to get that covered up was obviously good. So we've talked about it for a long time around here, being able to turn teams over. You know, it's hard enough to get off the field as it is. You know, and we've seen that in the first 2 weeks, even being in third and longs where, you know, teams are able to convert. So anytime we get an opportunity to get our hands on the football, taking advantage of that is a big deal.
Dan Metlack then talked about defense and how to make them stronger.
You know, we're playing a bunch of bodies in the back end, especially against a team that wants to go as fast as they are. So it gets back to what we talked about last week, the communication of what the call is, understanding the situation of the game, regardless of what we're running coverage-wise, of just not letting guys get behind us in those crucial times. You know, we got some guys that, you know, that Q we played last week is dangerous outside the pocket. He made a lot of plays with his feet. Wanted to throw it downfield, so he was very patient when he did get outside of the pocket. And in those situations, our DBs have to rely on what's going on in front of them and just make sure they're matching up who they're supposed to be covering rather than watching where the football's at. So had some bad eyes at times and kind of fell off coverage. But, again, things that are correctable and we will get corrected here soon.
Football coach Dan Matlack then looks forward, talking about this weekend's opponent, Emporia State, and what they do well.
Same thing offensively that we saw last week. I mean, it's a little bit different in terms of what they're doing scheme-wise, but they're going to spread us out, go 100 miles an hour, and of course that can give anybody fits when those kind of teams are in rhythm. So we got to do a good job on first and second down to keep them out of that fast-paced stuff and make sure that we're not giving up cheap ones. If they're throwing the line of scrimmage routes or any of the quick game, we got to get it tackled so it's not going for chunk plays. But they're talented. The Q's good. They got weapons on the outside that, are capable of making guys miss in space. So we're going to have to get hats to the football again and do a good job in our reduced box, right? When they spread the field, less guys in the box, we got to do a job with their run game as well. So again, we'll have our hands full from that standpoint, just like we did last week. And our guys will have a plan for it. And we just got to execute it at that point. So defensively, shut down a really good Pitt State team last week. And we're great on third down getting off the field. So, opposite of what I just talked about with our defense, we got to be good on first and second down to keep ourselves in third and shorts to manageable so that our whole playbook is alive at that point. Do not want to be in a situation where we're in a ton of third and longs with this team because they're athletic up front and run a different scheme in terms of the box that we're going to see. So we'll see some different pressures and guys are going to be in different spots. So our communication up front is going to have to be good and going to have an idea pre-snap, right, where we're going with the football so that we're not standing back there for 3 or 4 seconds either. So it's going to be a challenge going to a place we've never been before, playing a team we've never played before. The trip's going to be different for our guys, but I said this at the beginning, I think with the maturity we have coming back, once we get down there, it's just go play football at that point and regardless of who we're playing.
Where do you feel like special teams are at this point? I mean, obviously Avery kicks a school tying field goal and all of that, but as a whole, where do you feel like things are at?
Yeah, good for the most part. There's some things with our PAT field goal team that we got to get cleaned up. And it's not just Avery. It's an operational thing with, the snap, the hold, and the protection part of it. But, I've said this before. I think Avery is a weapon for us. I love what he does kicking the football. Obviously showed that on Saturday with where he hit the one before half from. But those chip shot field goals and whatnot, we expect those to be 100% every single time. So we've got to be better from that standpoint, especially in a situation where you get a turnover. You got to be able to come away with points there, whether it be a touchdown or a field goal. So, for everything else, our coverage units have been pretty good. We let a kid get back to the middle of the field on one of the kickoffs last week, so we got to be better with our coverage lanes on those. But we've punted it well and protected it well. Right now we're covering it well, so there's some stuff we got to clean up, but overall pretty happy with that.
And that was Michigan Tech football head coach Dan Matlack talking at his press conference this week over at Michigan Tech. Football plays at Emporia State at 2 on Saturday. And that game will be broadcast on Mix 93.5 FM WKMJ. That'll be at 1:30 with Josh Ulitello making the call. Now, in other news for this week, want to give congratulations to Michigan Tech's Chase Cook and Avery Kucharski. They have both been honored as GLIAC Football Players of the Week. Cook is the Defensive Player of the Week, and Kucharski is the GLIAC Special Teams Player of the Week. Also, this Saturday, Michigan Tech Athletics is hosting the second annual McCarthy Meet the Hockey Huskies Community Mixer. That goes on from 10 until 2 at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. Be sure to grab your skates, bring along the whole family, and get all the details on the event at MichiganTechHuskies.com. And with that, that's going to be it for this week in Michigan Tech Athletics. Thank you all for having been here on Mix 93 and the Uper. Be sure to get out there and support the Soccer Huskies this week as they start their home series right here at home at the Curley Stadium.
Go Huskies! Come on!
You've been listening to This Week in Huskies Athletics here on the exclusive radio voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 and WMPL Radio. This Week in Huskies Athletics is sponsored by MichiganTechHuskies.com, your go-to source for everything Michigan Tech sports, including scores, schedules, game highlights, coaches' interviews, live stats, and more. This Week in Huskies Athletics is a presentation of Civic Media.